And now, a remembrance of Rex Traylor, the star of a popular children's TV show.
I never left being a cowboy. I'm still a cowboy, and I stepped in enough of it to qualify.
Rex Traylor died in Florida Wednesday after suffering pneumonia. He was 84 years old. From 1956 through 74, he hosted a Western-themed show based in Boston called Boomtown. WBUR's Steve Brown has this appreciation.
Rex Traylor had long been a legend on Boston TV, even when I first started watching him in the mid-1960s. Rex galloped into town on his horse Gold Rush in 1956, and for nearly 20 years as the host of Boomtown was a familiar face on console TVs from Portsmouth to Provincetown, Scituate to Shrewsbury, and every city and town in between. This was a time when kid show hosts on local TV were larger-than-life figures. And when Rex wasn't on your zenith on Saturday or Sunday morning, chances are he was coming to a parade or a fair near you. One of my first in-person encounters with Rex was at the Brockton Fair, probably around 1970 or 1971. He chose me out of the audience to help him demonstrate his skill with a bullwhip. Rex rolled up a section of the Brockton Enterprise and tucked it into my back pocket. Then, with a deafening crack, he plucked the paper out of my pocket with the whip. The crowd went wild. About 10 years later, I crossed paths with Rex again, this time at Emerson College, where he taught TV production and performance. For local kids like me, having Rex as your teacher was a huge thrill. My classmates, who didn't grow up in the area, just couldn't understand why we were starstruck by this man with the western-cut shirts and bolo tie. Rex was a great teacher, not to mention an easy A. Fast forward to 1996. Rex co-hosted a magazine show on NECN I produced aimed at senior citizens. At first, I didn't get it. Why was the host of a kid's show now on a show for older folks? Then it dawned on me. The audience watching Rex talk about senior travel and health issues in the 90s was made up of the same kids who watched Boomtown in the 50s and 60s. We had grown up, but Rex was still the affable cowboy with the Texas drawl from our youth. Happy trails, Rex. Thanks for all you've done, and thanks for Saturday and Sunday mornings.
Hoofbeats, 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 thunder across the prairie wide. Hoofbeats, 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 ride, cowboy, ride. Covered wagons were a-rolling out along the trail on the way to the Golden West. The engines were a-raiding them until they heard the hoofbeats of the cavalry's best. Hoofbeats, 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 thunder across the prairie wide. Hoofbeats, 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 ride, cowboy, ride. The hoofbeats of a herd of wild mustangs on a big stampede. Or the hoofbeats of a famous outlaw band returning from their lawless deed. The hoofbeats of the sheriff's horse and his posse in close pursuit. The plains when the sheriff orders shoot. Hoofbeats, 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 land across the prairie wide. Hoofbeats, 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 ride, cowboy, ride. The hoofbeats of a herd of wild mustangs of a famous outlaw band returning from their lawless deed. The hoofbeats of the sheriff's horse and his posse in close pursuit. The thunder out across the plains when the sheriff orders shoot. Hoofbeats, 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 thunder across the prairie wide. Hoofbeats, 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 ride.